Westlock. Eligible Ukrainians arriving in Alberta will have access to new social supports to help cover basic expenses in addition to a childcare subsidy. To assist individuals and families fleeing the conflict in Ukraine with financial needs, a new program by the Government of Alberta will launch July 25, to provide up to 6 months of support for basic expenses like food, clothing, and shelter. So far, the province has provided access to health care, child care, education, emergency financial funding, and guidance to obtain official documents and find work. The added support is expected to further help families rebuild their lives in Alberta. By helping with the costs to cover basic needs, we can help Ukrainian newcomers get settled and rebuild, said Associate Minister of Status of Women and Chair of the Advisory Council on Alberta-Ukraine Relations Jackie Armstrong-Homaniuk. Alberta welcomes Ukrainians and we stand with you during this time. The Westlock region is one of many where Ukrainian families have settled, and Dr. Stephanie Frigon, who works at the Associate Medical Clinic in Westlock, and her husband Derek Reichun, have sponsored the Vovik family and helped them settle into a home in Thorholt. Prior to their arrival in May, Frigon set up a GoFundMe page to assist with their immediate needs. We ended up raising around $1,500 on the GoFundMe page, that's how much we've raised so far, but we have had a lot of people donate privately, said Frigon, noting examples including Smithfield and Pembina Lodges, who recently raised $2,489. Some of the schools have donated and they've done little fundraisers, and some people have just dropped stuff off at the clinic. Outside of the GoFundMe page, we have had a lot more support than I expected. Frigon also pointed out a large amount of material donations they have received, including books, house supplies, toys, and other items the family needed. She said the GoFundMe page was a good start for the family, but the majority of fundraising efforts have come from the community. Frigon is hoping the new program with additional financial supports will further help the Vovkes in Thorholt. I know that there's going to be certain eligibility criteria that has to be met, so we don't know yet how much support is going to be for this family specifically, explained Frigon. Ukrainian parents can also apply for 6 months of funding to cover the cost of licensed childcare through the Child Care Subsidy Program. Children must be 12 years old or younger to be eligible. By helping with the cost of childcare and supporting access to quality childcare programs for Ukrainian parents arriving in Alberta, we are ensuring their children will be safe and that families will have the help they need as they build a new life in our province, said Matt Jones, Minister of Children's Services. We are grateful to Alberta's government for the financial income support. This is definitely an additional support that was not available to Ukrainian newcomers prior, said Ukrainian-Canadian Congress, Alberta Provincial Council President Orija Boychuk. Everything counts, and this will definitely help contribute to the success of the Ukrainian nationals integrating successfully into Canadian society. For details on all supports, visit www.alberta.ca/Ukraine. Christine Jean, TownandCountryToday.com.